Curtis reports it's a toss-up right now.
A Harris campaign memo, first obtained by CBS News, argues her path to win Michigan capitalizes on Trump's unprecedented weakness in the suburbs, which she narrowly won in 2020. But then came the rollback of Roe v. Wade, which even he seemed to acknowledge has hurt him with suburban women.
You have one issue. You have the issue of abortion. Without abortion, the women love me.
Harris will do an event in Detroit this afternoon before heading to Atlanta. Trump is holding a rally tonight in Latrobe, Pennsylvania. Almost 2,000 documents were released.
On the Badger Sports Network, from Learfield.
Ron Day has become the NCAA's all-time career rushing leader.
This is your home for Wisconsin football.
Still loose. The Badgers cover it up. Touchdown, Wisconsin. There it is. And this game is underway with a bang. One more time, J.J. Watt. Touchdown, Wisconsin. Hello, Russell Wilson.
On Wisconsin.
70 yards, catch and run. Lee Evans, his fourth touchdown reception today. Record-breaking run.
Badger football is on the air. Brought to you by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. U.S. Bank. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. U.S. Bank. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC. And by UW Health Sports Medicine. Treating the Badgers. Treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show.
And we welcome you to Martin Field. This is as unique a stadium experience as we're going to have in the college football world, certainly at the major college conference level. We'll get into that in a moment. Over the past three games, the Badgers have put together 10 quarters of football that is in line with what fans and likely the team expected. The first half at USC, along with full game performances against Purdue and Rutgers, have yielded. They have yielded from that disappointing loss at USC, and then back-to-back lopsided wins, outscoring Purdue and Rutgers by 94-13 combined score in those two games, and being balanced while hitting on big plays on offense. The Badgers have 25 plays of 20 yards or more this season. 14 of them have come in the last three games, highlighted by Vinny Anthony and Tretch Kekahuna, who have combined for seven of those big hits. Time to visit with today's game caller, Matt LePay. Been doing this for a while, but this is going to be a little different.
Yeah, this is, it's a gorgeous setting. It is, as you said, unique, a 12,000 seat and change facility where they play soccer and I believe the home for their lacrosse program as well. Fortunate because, you know, we feel like, I don't know, a lob wedge gets us into Lake Michigan, mm-hmm. right? Yep. At least for you. For me, probably a couple ground
two
balls
of them.
First. Yeah, probably a couple of them. But you always fear, okay, is the wind whipping off the lake or not? The answer is no. It's a light breeze going to be out of the southwest today. So it is the old Chamber of Commerce line is in effect here, a Chamber of Commerce day in Evanston. So we'll see. I'd imagine we're going to have a fair amount of Badger fans here. It is different, but the game has a lot of weight to it here for both teams. This afternoon.
Matt, what can the last 2 weeks do for this team as they take the field here today in Evanston?
Yeah, they got some positive responses to everything that that Luke Fickell and his staff have been emphasizing, and the players have seen some positive results. You know, we all know it's been up and down, which maybe in the big picture is not unexpected, but we all want it now. We all want, you know, that breakthrough kind of season, those breakthrough weeks of a season to happen. And we know Purdue is struggling mightily, but to go into Rutgers, that was a game that had a lot of people on edge because you know what Rutgers' identity is, particularly running the football. You mentioned the explosive plays that Wisconsin's getting on offense. They were really stingy in the guts of the game defensively against the run, and I thought that was a big positive sign for this Wisconsin team. Hopefully they can continue on that today and moving forward.
Matt, Luke Fickle brought up in his Monday presser and then maybe in his conversations throughout the week how much Northwestern dominated the line of scrimmage a year ago. And Wisconsin's done that the last 2 weeks to their opponents. That's a big selling point today.
Yeah, it is. I mean, the final score last year was 24-10. It wasn't that close. Wisconsin got its one touchdown in the final minute of that game. It was a beating that Northwestern put on the Badgers a year ago. So I think that, as well as Wisconsin is playing these last couple of weeks and even in the first half of the USC game, they know what Northwestern did to them. And they describe Northwestern's defense. You just hear sound. They don't make a lot of mistakes. They've been pretty stingy on that side of the ball. Offensively, they're trying to get their running game going, but they got a quarterback who's really mobile. And last week, they got some hits in the air on some deeper throws than what they had been seeing previously.
You talk about the running game. Wisconsin limited Manungai a week ago. They'll have to do the same here again today. But on Wisconsin's side of the ball, Tawee Walker has been a difference maker since taking over, obviously, the number one running back.
Yeah, talking to him earlier this week, I said, hey, man, I didn't know that you could move in space the way you did. And he said, well, I got the brace off. You
know,
he's starting
no
to
doubt.
Feel more like the way he wants to feel. He got hurt in the first quarter of the first game, missed the South Dakota game. And we know about the powerful nature of how he runs and how hard he finishes runs. Now, I don't know if he's a speed demon necessarily, but he can wear on you. And we saw him in the open field help put that game away last week against Rutgers with that long touchdown run.
Braden Locke has looked better the last couple of weeks. Still has had the moments where he's put the ball in the other team's hand. But he feels and looks more comfortable and confident in what he's doing.
I think he's getting more confident in his own game. And I think the trust continues to build with the receivers. What was it after the game last Saturday? You just throw it up there. Vinny Anthony's going to go get it. Yeah. And, you know, he's been obviously the big hit guy. Tretch Kekahuna has made some plays. They've been able to spread it around. C.J. Williams, Will Pauling, it looks like he's going to be good to go here today. So that's a positive after getting banged up in last week's game. But, yeah, you know, we saw Braden start three games, played in two others last year. His career really is just starting as a QB1 at this level. But we are watching the confidence grow. Now, if you're Northwestern, you also know, as you said, he might give you a chance or two. I think that's the next step for Braden Locke is to, try to eliminate or at least reduce the oh-no throws, because there have been a couple of those, but all in all, he's played well.
Occasionally, and by that I mean each week, we refer at some point to Barry Alvarez. Barry, in talking about what the next 4 weeks would be like, would talk about this game, and you know the quote, talking about make those games mean more. That's really what's at stake today.
Yeah, because next week it's going to be a really good atmosphere. Penn State, primetime game, under the lights, Camp Randall, Halloween weekend. That's kind of a big deal in Madison.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you can raise the stakes. I mean, it's big. It's high stakes for Penn State trying to stay undefeated. For Wisconsin, if it can win today, it's 3-1 in the league and goes to 5-2. And it does set the stage for the type of atmosphere that I still think can make college football special. As different as this, as college athletics are these days, you can still set the stage for some potentially magical nights. But first order of business is winning here, and we all know that that has not been easy for Wisconsin over the years.
Matt, as you and Tausch have talked about this, or just by what have you've observed, what is defensively, what has Wisconsin done better the last 2 weeks? Now, part of that is who they played, but what have they done better?
Well, to be able to limit the running game of Rutgers, we know that they've been vulnerable to giving up yards on the ground. That wasn't the case against Rutgers in the guts of the game. The final stats were deceiving, but when you're building the lead, when there's still some doubt in the outcome, Rutgers really had trouble with last year's leading rusher in the Big Ten and number two going into last week's game in the league in Kyle Manungai. So that's been good. I was talking to Luke earlier in the week. I said, I know this is cliche, but it just looks like your guys are playing faster too. And he said, well, yeah, they are. You know, maybe they're just starting to figure it out, because there's pretty good speed in certain parts of this defense. You know, some of these outside linebackers, linebackers can move, you know, the DBs can, and maybe they're just getting a better understanding. And with that, they're getting more confidence in what they're doing.
Final thought, I in this two-game winning streak, and then, you know, we'll see what happens today. I'm superstitious about certain things. I thought it was Levering, but it's really Jake Butt on the Big Ten Network.
He's 2-0.
Yeah, he's 2-0. Levering's just had the one game, right? So we'll see how today goes to figure that out.
Yeah, it's a little, I'll pump the brakes on, you know, they're calling him a good luck charm yet, but he's a good guy.
That's what I've heard. That's what I've heard. All right, Matt, very good. Matt, it will take over about an hour from now. Mark Tauscher joins him. Patrick Herb is on the sidelines. Still to come in our pregame show, we'll check in on the Badgers in the NFL and visit later on with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. Coming up next, we'll hear from the athletics director at Wisconsin, Chris McIntosh. Our Minute with Mac is next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024 U.S. Bank.
Every Qdoba catering order is a fresh-made Mexican feast of hand-smashed, flame-grilled, sliced, diced, and sautéed flavors perfect for any occasion. Whether you're planning your office's tortilla Tuesday, hosting a post-game party for your intramural dodgeball team, or trying to bring in a dinner for your PTA meeting that's so good, it'll bump your kid up to an A-minus in Spanish class. Qdoba Catering. Fresh, hot, easy, delicious. Order today.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Fall has arrived, and Ferraro's serves up the flavors to kick off the season just right. Ferraro's is Racine's go-to for classic pizzas, crispy fried chicken, and hot sandwiches. 50 years running. Feast on the Bratwurst pizza this October. Loaded with bratwurst, a beer cheese base, sauerkraut, red onions, cheddar cheese, and topped with a savory brown mustard drizzle. Plus, check out the delicious frozen pizzas, perfect for carryout or for your next big fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Beecham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Vince Lombardi once said, "The measure of who we are is what we do with what we have." The team at Easy Mobility Solutions is dedicated to helping you make the most of every moment by reclaiming your freedom. As a Care Credit provider and Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted source for power mobility solutions, Easy Mobility Solutions offers a variety of Golden and Pride scooters and power chairs. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Visit the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
Once again, back with you from Evanston, it is Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium. The Badgers and Northwestern on the lakefront here in Evanston. Lake Michigan right in front of us, and a beautiful sun-soaked morning here with the reflection off the lake. It is just gorgeous. Game time weather will be about 60 degrees at kickoff, going up to 67 during the day. Winds light out of the south-southwest at less than 10 miles an hour. Time now for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving. Here's Matt LePay.
Time for our Minute with Mac, presented by Evans Transportation. Customized logistics solutions no matter the shipment size, as we visit with Athletics Director Chris McIntosh. Mac, in 3 minutes, we can't go over the entire landscape of what's happening and what could be happening in college athletics, but the, you know, I think the one thing, the bottom line for fans,
Saturdays are a riot. We've talked for a long time about the small margin for error, and that really seems to be in play coast to coast. The games, especially the last couple of weeks, have just been remarkable, haven't they?
They have. You know, while everything has been changing, one thing remains the same, and that's Saturdays are magical. And the games have been competitive. I like the way, you know, we've performed the last couple of weeks. You can tell there's been improvement and growth. And, you know, in the first year of an expanded playoff where, you know, there's a little bit more margin for error there in terms of record, even with the competitiveness that's happened with expansion of the conference, it makes for exciting football, you know, later in the season. And so it'll be fun to watch to see how the season plays out, you know, here close to home and around the league. But the game has never been better than it is right now.
Yeah, it's really interesting because you're allowed a hiccup, maybe two, and still make the playoffs. So people wonder, okay, is that going to diminish the regular season? And I think at least at the halfway point, maybe the answer is it's enhanced it because you still have, you have field stormings, you have all this stuff going on. You still have that magic of college football.
Yeah, you do. I mean, it makes for more compelling football in the back half of the season, an expanded field in the postseason. And I think that's one of the most exciting parts about this season.
And that's Athletics Director Chris McIntosh, and that is this week's Minute with Mac.
All right, thank you, Matt. When our pregame show continues, we'll have our Badgers in the NFL update, and then we'll visit with the voice of the Northwestern Wildcats. Dave Ennett will join us in a bit. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans, it's Tyler Van Dyke, quarterback for Wisconsin football. Join us in taking the Badgers to the next level. With a Camp Randall Club membership, you can help us achieve greatness on and off the field. In return, you'll get exclusive experiences, inside access, and opportunities to connect with student athletes like never before. Camp Randall Club has its vision set on victory. Do you? Visit CampRandallClub.com today to join.
Rosen is caught. Touchdown, Wisconsin!
Usinger's has been making America's finest sausage for over 140 years. Now Usinger's fresh brats are flash frozen and vacuum packed so they stay butcher shop fresh for 6 months in your freezer. And because there's no air in the package, there's no need for chemical preservatives. Usinger's fresh brats are the freshest, most additive free you will find. Enjoy some this summer with our other Great Link products. Our backpack sausage seals in flavor and leaves out chemicals. Remember, if it's got the elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We're born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Like football, retirement planning takes preparation. I'm Tony Drake with Drake & Associates. We help you craft a solid game plan to tackle financial challenges. Text Bucky to 262-600-2782 for a complimentary consultation and our free retirement-ready toolkit. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782.
Drake & Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
Hungry for the freshest and most delicious sandwiches? Lee's Deli has you covered. Serving Racine for over 50 years, every bite is delightful. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, turkey and cheese. Lee's Deli will leave you not just full, but fully satisfied. Check out the brand new online ordering system at leesdeliracine.com for pickup and delivery options. Also, stop in the shop on Washington Avenue for the new Lee's Loyalty Program. Start reaping the tasty rewards at Lee's Deli and Racine. Open 7 days a week.
Well, you're listening to Badger Football on WRJN, but don't forget, WRJN is home to one of Wisconsin's most celebrated sports reporters, Mike Clemens. Mike has reports on the air every hour, Monday through Friday, from 6 a.m. until 7 p.m., and Mike's embedded with the Packers. You want the inside story on what's happening with the Green Bay Packers? Mike has it for you. 12 times a day, it's Mike Clemens Sports on your home for local news and timeless hits.
Wisconsin and Northwestern just after 11 a.m. today from Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium. I'm Mike Heller. The temporary facility here seats about 12,000 fans, sold out today. Northwestern will play here some of this and next year. But this is the last game here for this calendar season. They'll play their other home games at Wrigley Field. When you talk about the series against Northwestern, it's the 106th meeting. Wisconsin leads 62-38-5. However, since 1985, over the past 33 games, Wisconsin holds just a 17-16 edge, and last year was a dominant Northwestern win in Madison. Dave Ennett is in his 35th year of calling Northwestern football. It's been a while, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. And you nailed the name of the stadium. I'm very impressed. I think you had it written down, did you?
I might have. Otherwise, I could have missed it. I know that when other teams have come in here this year, it's probably part of the conversation is this field. But I did, you know, look, it is 100 yards long with 10-yard end zones, and it's 53 yards across. The game is the same, but certainly the environment is peculiar, unique, and very interesting.
It is. It's very picturesque, certainly. Yeah. It didn't seem to bother Indiana any 2 weeks ago, I'll tell you that. But it takes a little getting used to. Just the logistics are different than what you normally deal with in a Big Ten stadium. And it's a smaller crowd. This is, I think, the second game out of five for the students to be here. So that's also a little different. And I'm sure there were a lot of Indiana fans here. They found their way to buy some tickets. I'm sure the Badgers will have a lot of support here too. But it's a really cool environment. You can't really see it from here. But if you're in the north end zone in the stands, which is where the students are, the band, and a lot of fans as well, that's the biggest kind of general seating area, because the south end zone is more the kind of the higher end premium seating.
Corporate,
yep. Yeah, but from the north end, you look down and you have, on a day like this, without a cloud in the sky, a spectacular view of the city of Chicago. It's really, you ought to, if you get a chance, just take a walk up there to check it out.
I was doing our local pregame show, is doing a quick interview on that about an hour ago. And honestly, David, it's weird that I haven't been, but when I've been on campus, I've been at Ryan Field and Welsh Ryan Arena.
Right.
I haven't been down here. It is simply stunning how beautiful this campus is.
It really is. And I went to school here back in the Stone Age, and it was beautiful then. But what they've done is they've built it. They've added on buildings, but not to the point where it has spoiled sort of the natural beauty and just the whole picturesque quality of it. And on a nice day, I mean, you will see there's a path along the lakefront, which you can't really see right now because of the stands across from us. And you will see people all day long running, walking along there.
Yeah. Because I parked, it seems like, a mile south of here.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
So let me ask you about on the field. There are a couple of games in successive nature that Northwestern didn't play very well, against Washington and against Indiana. But last week was different. What was the answer as Northwestern won 37-10 against Maryland?
Well, I think it was the best game in which all three phases came together, and you hear coaches spew that out all the time.
Well, complimentary football.
Ad nauseum, yeah. But you know what? You can't argue with it. Yeah. It happened. Yeah. I just asked David Braun, we were doing the pregame show, and I said, you know, it's the best example of you win the turnover battle, you win the game. They had four takeaways. Maryland did not come up with any, and
One of those, I think they ended up scoring 13 points off the turnovers. One of them, a touchdown on a scoop and score after a strip sack. So, yeah, I mean, I think that the Washington game was really the anomaly offensively. They had guys who don't drop balls in that game. Jack Lausch wasn't very accurate in his first road game and his first Big Ten game in a very tough environment out there at Husky Stadium. And then they came back, and Jack played much better. The receivers played much better. Offensively, they were terrific against Indiana. But the defense, it was an anomaly for them. They just couldn't stop the Hoosiers. They're within 3 points in the fourth quarter, and they just couldn't get a stop when they needed one. Last week, they got stops. They put pressure on Billy Edwards Jr. of Maryland. They didn't run the ball especially well, and they're going to have to pick that up a little bit. But overall, Lausch was terrific. The receivers were finding the soft spots in the defense and making big catches. And special teams, I mean, what can you say about Luke Akers? The guy has never kicked a place kick in college.
Yeah.
And he's the punter. The regular kicker, Jack Olson's hurt, so he's called on to kick extra points, field goals, punt, and kickoff. He had 5 touchbacks on kickoffs. He had the longest punt of his career. He was 3 for 3 on field goals and made all his extra points. So, I'd say that's complimentary.
Dave Bennett, the voice of Northwestern. Last year, the Wildcats came into Madison and hammered the Badgers. And Luke Fickell brought it up in his Monday presser, and he said, on both lines of scrimmage, they dominated. They manhandled us. When Northwestern is playing well, as they did last year in Madison, what is it about David Braun's team that is at a high level?
Well, I think you start with their front 7 on defense. I mean, that's the strength of this team. The secondary is not bad, but the secondary is a lot better because of the guys in front of them.
Yep.
And it's probably, Mike, the deepest defensive line that I've seen in my 35 years calling Northwestern. They've had some great individual players and some very good defenses over the years. Don't get me wrong. They've guys, you know, like Corey Wooten and Nafani Odenemo, going back even further, a guy from Madison, Matt Rice, and guys like, so they've had those guys, Joe Gaziano, but they haven't had, I think, to the point where they roll so many guys in and out, and they all make a play. They're all impactful. Anto Saka doesn't start on this defense, but in any sort of possible passing situation, you're going to see number 4 come in, and right now he's playing at a different level in terms of a guy being able to collapse the pocket and pressure the quarterback, and he may not get the sack, but he's going to create one for somebody else.
Dave, final thought here, just your view from the Northwestern perspective as a key in this one today.
Well, I think Northwestern's got to be able to, two things, Mike. First of all, I think they fully expect the Badgers to take some shots early, and they haven't given up those plays for the most part. They gave one up in the first quarter at Washington to Will Rogers III, and they've avoided giving up big plays in the passing game. So they got to be aware of that. And the other thing, look, they have to be able to run the ball better than they have. And Cam Porter didn't play against Washington. This will be his third game back from injury. And he had a great game up in Madison last year. So they got to be able to run the ball, which, you know, is sort of what will open things up for Jack in the passing game. And, you know, I think those are the two most important things.
You played that game up in Seattle against Washington. That's your only new conference opponent this year. Mm-hmm. Your overall view of this expansion and no divisions in the Big Ten?
Well, Northwestern and Wisconsin both had some success in winning
West.
The Big Ten West. I guess I have kind of mixed feelings about that. But you know what? I was at first kind of curious about how it would all work. I loved going out to Washington.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought
it was
terrific.
Cool.
I know it wasn't a great trip home.
Yeah.
I stayed out there for a few days because we had a bye week, but the team got back. Ted Albrecht, who does the games with me, said he walked into his house at 5:15 a.m. And, you know, there is that, but that's really, in the big scheme of things, you deal with it. It's not the worst thing in the world. It was a chance to see a new stadium, new city where I haven't spent much time. And I think it's great. Next year we go to USC.
Yeah, we just did. It was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I've been in the Coliseum, but I've never done a game there. Yeah. And Oregon, I think, comes here.
Yeah.
Here being either Wrigley or
don't know when it is, right?
Northwestern Medicine Field. But, yeah, I'm excited to see how it all shakes out. And, you know, we'll see. But so far, I think certainly the old Big Ten has held its ground against the new Big Ten.
Hanging in there.
Yep.
Dave Bennett, always good to visit with you. Thanks for the time again today.
Anytime, Mike. Good to see you.
It is Wisconsin and Northwestern kicking just after 11 a.m. We'll check on our Badgers in the NFL segment when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans provide best-in-class traits and genetics that perform. In farming, bushels matter to your bottom line. Our field-proven products deliver high yields year after year. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
We know you're a fan, but is Badger pride in your blood? Here's your chance to prove it. This season, Abbott and the Big Ten are kicking off the largest blood donation competition of our lifetime to fight one of the worst blood shortages in a generation. Simply visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up for the We Give Blood Drive and help settle once and for all that the Badgers give the most spirit. Again, visit bigten.org/Abbott to sign up.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
As a professional in your field, have you ever wanted to give back to your community? CTE stands for Career and Technical Education. Career and technical educators are professionals who teach the next generation of students going into these fields. CTEs are important because they help shape the future workforce. CTE not only benefits the student learning the program, but the teacher who teaches it.
CTE has impacted me personally because, one, I'm a product of CTE. I was a student in these classes when I was in high school. But also, as a teacher, I get to build these relationships with students. And it's not just subject matter. It's a potential career. It's a potential passion. And you get to work with students and see them going on to careers in this field. I get to work with students in the most unique setting, a setting that's technical, creative, and hands-on. And I think when you bring teachers and students together like that, you get to see a different side of their potential. There is nothing more exciting than that.
If this seems like something you'd be interested in, go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE.
We welcome you back. Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium on the shores of Lake Michigan. It is gorgeous. They're going to play football here. Game will kick just after 11 o'clock and about 65 degrees at kickoff. Winds light and variable out of the south-southwest, 5 to 8 miles an hour. Not much of a factor. Patrick Hurd picked a beautiful day. We'll visit with him down on the field in just a little bit. Right now, time for our Badgers in the NFL update, brought to you by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. With our Badgers in the NFL, here is Nick Brusewitz.
Nearly 20 former Badgers were in action in Week 6 of the NFL season, some of which had rather productive performances. Starting in Las Vegas, Steelers linebacker T.J. Watt was once again a force to be reckoned with in the team's 32-13 win over the Raiders. Watt racked up 5 solo tackles, 2 of which were for a loss, while forcing 2 fumbles, including this strip of running back Amir Abdullah in the 4th quarter at the 1-yard line.
3rd and goal. Shotgun. O'Connell give. Abdullah. Oh, he lost it! The Steelers have it. Abdullah coughs it up right at the goal line. Recovered once again by Pittsburgh. T.J. Watt forces it loose.
That call from CBS as Watt has now compiled 25 total tackles, including 4.5 sacks, while forcing 3 fumbles and recovering a fumble over 6 games in 2024. Over in London, Bears linebacker T.J. Edwards had a productive day in Chicago's 35-16 win over the Jaguars, recording 7 total tackles, a pass deflection, and this forced fumble in the opening play of the second half.
T.J. Edwards knocked the ball out, and it is going to be a fumble. And a monster sequence to open this half. Jacksonville needing something positive, seeming to get it until Edwards knocks it loose.
Audio courtesy of NFL Network as Edwards raised his season-long numbers to 47 tackles, a forced fumble, a fumble recovery, and a pass deflection over 6 contests. Earlier in the week, on Thursday Night Football in Week 6, 49ers running back Jordan Mason went down with a shoulder injury, and former Badger Isaac Garendo was thrust into a prominent role in San Francisco's backfield in their 36-24 win over the Seahawks. He turned 10 carries into 99 yards, including this game-breaking 76-yard scamper in the last moments of the fourth quarter.
Start on the ground. And Garendo out in front, down the sideline, being chased. One man to beat, and that man stops him, but at the 4-yard line.
Highlight from Prime Video, with Mason still banged up in Week 7, it's possible that Garendo gets a shot as the number one running back against the Chiefs on Sunday. Lastly, after Justin Fields started the first 6 games of the 2024 season with the Steelers, leading them to a 4-2 record, former Badgers quarterback Russell Wilson began taking first-team reps at practice this week, and it's possible that he'll make his first appearance with Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football against the Jets. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, well done. Thank you, Nick. Coming up, we'll take a look around the Big Ten as our pregame show continues from Evanston, Illinois. The Badgers and Northwestern just after 11 a.m. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, the 2024 football season is here and SeatGeek is here to help you experience all the action. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the touchdown celebrations this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. The most disruptive idea in ticketing? A ticket that works. Expect the expected. SeatGeek.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance, from the volleyball court to the hockey rink. Every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Wisconsin is home to some of the best educators in the country. The Outstanding Educator Program is brought to you by WEA Member Benefits, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Throughout the season, we are honoring incredible educators who go above and beyond for their students and communities. Do you know an educator who deserves the spotlight? Nominate them today at uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. That's uwbadgers.com/outstandingeducator. Because great educators make Wisconsin proud.
Get ready, Badger fans. Wisconsin men's hockey is back for the 24-25 season at the Kohl Center. After last year's breakout success, head coach Mike Hastings and the Badgers are looking to keep the momentum going. And you can be part of it. Don't miss out on securing the best seats in the house. Whether you're looking for single game, 4-game mini pack, or group tickets, we've got you covered. For more information and to secure your Badger men's hockey tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
The Cardinal in white play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
I'm Shanola Hampton. Every day, millions of people face hunger. Today, I will share with you some of their experiences. I'm stuck between paying for medications or paying for food. John from Maine. After paying my bills, I can buy groceries. It's sad to say, food comes last. Alice from Oregon. I thought pantries were for less fortunate people, but anybody could be less fortunate in a day or even a second. Claire from Virginia. The Feeding America Network of Food Banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. No one should have to worry where their next meal will come from. Together, we can end hunger. Learn more at feedingamerica.org.
It's a Badger football game day. I'm Mike Heller. Today begins the second half of the season for Wisconsin football. 4-2 record at the halfway point, not surprising to many. 2-1 in the Big Ten with all 6 games remaining as conference games. Third-ranked Penn State comes to Madison 1 week from tonight, followed by a road trip to Iowa City, then a bye week before second-ranked Oregon comes to the camp, and then a game at Nebraska before finishing on Black Friday with an 11 a.m. Friday morning kick against Minnesota in Madison the day after Thanksgiving. Big Ten teams ranked in the top 25. Second and third ranked Oregon and Penn State backed up by number 4, Ohio State. Indiana is 16, Illinois 22nd, and Michigan is 24th. Oregon, number 2 in the country, manhandled Purdue last night in West Lafayette Friday night football in the Big Ten. 35-0 was the final score in favor of Oregon in that one. Later today at 11, same kick time as here, Nebraska at 16th ranked Indiana. That might be the first real true test for Indiana. We'll see how that goes. UCLA is on the road at Rutgers, coast to coast, 3,000 miles away. It is also number 24, Michigan at 2:30, playing at 22nd, Illinois. The 3 o'clock window, USC and Maryland. And tonight, 6:30, Iowa and Michigan State. Penn State, Ohio State, Minnesota, Washington have the weekend off. Badger hockey for the men. They're a 2-1 loser in overtime to Ohio State at the Kohl Center. The Badger women win 5-0 at Minnesota. And Wisconsin women's volleyball, a 3-1 win over Oregon at the Fieldhouse. After this break, we'll check in with sideline reporter Patrick Herb. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Preparation is the key to success on game day. And like your favorite Badgers on the field, you need to be ready right from the opening kickoff. Cenex has your pregame routine covered. We've got your salty snacks, your sweet treats, ice-cold beverages to wash them down, and fresh tanks of propane to fire up the grill. Fuel your fandom at your local Cenex station. Badger pride, powered locally.
Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win. Ho-Chunk.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making, they're in to help you through all of it. Because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Hey,
Badger fans. Fall is here and you know what that means. Chilly days are just around the corner. Don't let the cold catch you off guard. That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryan Heating and Cooling who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryan systems. Ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your local dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
TJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Now, if you're leaving a job, unless it's like truly a terrible worst case scenario, it's a good practice to leave your job on the best terms possible. I mean, you never know what or who you might need later. So here are my four steps for leaving a job without burning a bridge. Number one, start by talking first to your direct manager. Now, you don't have to go into great detail about why you're leaving or what you're going to do next, but a when you're leaving and some version of a why should be in there. And 2 weeks' notice is the polite minimum standard for leaving a job. Step two, email your resignation to HR and include your end date. Step three, now if you are a manager, your direct reports should be the next folks you talk to after you and your boss have put together a plan. And finally, do the best work you can so you leave on the best terms possible. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Wisconsin and Northwestern just after 11 a.m. today from Northwestern Medicine Field at Martin Stadium. Temporary facility seats just over 12,000 fans. Northwestern will play here for some, but not all, of their home games this year and next. They will play at Wrigley Field the remainder of the home games this season. The new building, Ryan Field, is an $800 million, 35,000-seat field that will open in the 2026 season. Our sideline reporter today is, again, Patrick Herb. Let's go down on the field. Patrick, we've done a lot of football games over the course of time, from a Yankee Stadium, the Holiday Bowl in San Diego, all the big venues, the Cotton Bowl, the Rose Bowl, the L.A. Coliseum earlier this year. But this might be the most unique setting of any football stadium we've ever been at.
Totally. This is something that Wisconsin will never see again. They're going to play here for 2 years. This is the last game of this season before they move over to Wrigley Field. And there are just a ton of anomalies here. So, yes, inside the stadium is one thing, that you've got these temporary grandstands, not many of them. I was joking with the Big Ten crew that it feels like you've got to your left, to the south, to the north end, it's got what would be a NASCAR feeling of bleachers. Mm-hmm. Right in front, yes, of you on the, yeah, west sideline is Formula One with some club spaces and, right, boxes on top.
Yeah.
And then to the right on the south end is more of a PGA Tour, like the Waste Management Open,
right,
16th hole.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really piecemeal together. They've got, where you guys are, some media area, but then the rest of the media are in an office building next door watching behind glass from a conference room. So those are just some of the in-venue things. You're also playing on a soccer field with old soccer turf, which is notable, I think, and hopefully won't become part of the story. But then also the locker room facilities for the team. It's probably 500 yards away. They go through the student rec center to access their locker room, and they're dressing on the tennis courts. So the indoor tennis facility here at Northwestern, yeah, has been converted into a temporary locker room. And I'll say this, it's way more spacious than the visitors' locker room at Ryan Field, where the Badgers used to have to dress, which was hot and cramped and very old. So this is actually an upgrade, bigger sports medicine area. But the whole thing is just out of your comfort zone, and the conveniences are less than you would maybe expect for a Big Ten game. But I will give them credit. They said it was a 65-day window. From the time they decided in June what they're going to do with these first five games, they had 65 days to get this facility ready. And it's a logistical nightmare of all the things that you have to accommodate for a big-time football game like this. And they pulled it off, and we're going to play a Big Ten football game here, believe it or not.
Let's talk about this field. A few weeks ago, we talked about how immaculate the field was at L.A. Coliseum. That was grass with a woven structure in there. You could have played golf on that. This, as you mentioned, is the old field turf. Like there's new turf at Camp Randall, and you kind of sink into it. It's got a cushion to it. This, as I'm watching people walk around, they just standing on top of this turf. How could that impact what we see?
Yeah, it's extremely matted down is, I guess, the best way to describe it. But I also think that the grains, if you will, are much longer than what Camp Randall has. Now, it was always the kind of running narrative that Ryan Field grass was super long and they tried to slow teams down. That is not the case here,
not
necessarily.
Here. Not here.
But it is, in terms of Big Ten turfs, it's what you'd expect for an older soccer facility to be. Right next door, they've got the AstroTurf field hockey field also that is a step up above that, I will say. But it's interesting. But the whole idea of the inconveniences and playing in a unique setting like this is something that Luke Fickell and his team have tried to pay as little attention to as possible. He said in his press conference on Monday, we'll play them in a parking lot.
Sure.
And they still have the bitter, bitter taste from last year's meeting with Northwestern that they are just anxious to play them no matter where they'd have to get another shot at them. And I think you always find adversity. You always find inconveniences on the road. The visiting accommodations are never very good. So this is just another way that Wisconsin has to block out distractions and figure out how to just play football, because the dimensions of the field are the same.
They're
here.
They're going to be the same.
It's like Hickory High School in Indianapolis.
Yeah. The rims are 10 feet tall and the free throw line is 15 feet away. Patrick, thank you. We'll look forward to your input from the field throughout the day.
The good news is the weather is about as perfect as you could be. If you put into AI, give me the perfect weather for a fall football game, this is about what you'd get. A tiny little breeze that I don't think is going to affect play much. Beautiful sunshine. Highs probably high 60s. Pretty nice.
Fantastic. Yep. Perfect day. And then for those heading to Lambeau tomorrow, it's going to be perfect as well. By the way, Jesse Temple is standing by. He'll be my guest on the other side. He from The Athletic. We talk Badger football matchup with Northwestern with Jesse coming up next. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Jones Dairy Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. On the field, the Badgers are always on the move. Off the field, that's where Evans Transportation comes in. As Wisconsin's 3PL, they move over 30,000 shipments a year right here in the Badger State. That's dedication to keep things moving here in Scotty. Evans is excited to support Badger student-athletes and is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Find them at evanstrans.com. That's evanstrans.com. Go Badgers!
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison, home of the Big Win and Madison Casino Guru, is transforming guests into winners, making an ordinary day into a big win day is easy with a 95% average payout. And with over 140 daily jackpots, the number of people winning has never been bigger. So what are you waiting for? Escape to Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison for your next big win.
Ho-Chunk Gaming
on Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
When it comes to advertising, the landscape gets more and more confusing every day. As a business owner, you've got dozens of choices on how to spread your message. At Civic Media, our goal is to help you unclutter that landscape. For 100 years, radio has successfully delivered customers to the doors of local businesses because we're local too. Local news, local topics, and local people that care about the places we broadcast. That gives your message credibility, and that's key when it comes to getting your message in the ears of the right people. Learn more about how this Civic Media station can help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us and click on sponsorship. From right here in our town to across the entire state of Wisconsin, we'll get the right message to the right people at the right time. And you'll be surprised how effective and budget-friendly radio advertising can be. Again, log on to civicmedia.com and click on sponsorship. We'll have a talk and help you craft the message that works for the people that you want to reach.
We continue on the Badger pregame show. Mike Heller, Jesse Temple from The Athletic is here. And let me begin by talking about A.J. Blazek and Wisconsin's offensive line. And I'll relate it to this. On Monday, Luke Fickell talked about how they got beat up badly on both lines a year ago. A.J. Blazek has helped to reshape an identity, especially as we've seen it on the field over the last couple of weeks with the ground game and that offensive line play. Tell me about your conversation there.
Yeah, I had a chance to speak with him this week as well as several of his offensive linemen, because you're right, the last two games they've had 500-plus yards of total offense, which hasn't happened in consecutive Big Ten games since 2010. I think he deserves a lot of credit for bringing some of that physicality back. Obviously, they're still running some of those passing concepts with Phil Longo, but they want to put more on the offensive line. And I look at what Jack Nelson has been able to do, and Jack credited AJ as well. Jack really struggled with penalties a year ago. He had 12. A lot of holding penalties, a lot of false starts, but after a lot of conversations with AJ Blazek and some technique tweaks, I think he's playing the best football of his career, and a lot of these other guys can say the same thing. So collectively, they're really functioning at a high level.
Yeah, and part of that, there were so many changes.
Yes.
I don't know what the coach turnover was. You might have had it in your piece, but the coach turnover on the offensive line over the last 3 or 4 years has been consistent.
Yes, and that's why Luke Fickell had to get this hire, right? Because AJ is the fourth offensive line coach in his many seasons, so Jack is the perfect example. He's the one guy who's had to deal with four different coaches, but he feels like he understands what Wisconsin is about. He obviously was an all-Big Ten center at Iowa, and he's brought back that physicality and that mindset that you need to dominate, and so we'll see whether they can continue it against Northwestern, but they're clearly trending in the right direction.
The question was asked post-game last week. I don't know if you or Jim Polzin, but I think Luke was asked the question, have you turned a corner? Mm-hmm. And he made an NASCAR reference. We're constantly making turns and turning. Are they turning a corner, or maybe is some of it the last couple of weeks been based on competition?
It feels like they're beginning to turn a corner. Yeah. I think the Purdue game was one of those where you say, okay, wait and see. Purdue's not particularly good. Purdue coach Ryan Walters even admitted as much after the game. The Rutgers game felt like a real test because they had one loss. They were coming off a hard-fought game against Nebraska that was 14-7. And that was a top-10 defense, scoring defense, total defense, and a very good team. And Wisconsin completely dominated. So if they can win here and have three straight wins, get to 5-2, and then go in next week against a Penn State team that's going to be undefeated and potentially top three, then I think the excitement starts to come back here.
This feels like a real test, even though Northwestern has also struggled. Because of the series history, especially last year, it feels like a real test.
Oh, very much so. Northwestern makes this an absolute dogfight, especially when Wisconsin comes down to Evanston. And I will say, I do think what happened a year ago is going to be a
matters.
Big deal, because Luke mentioned it on Monday, and he used the word dominated. And after the Northwestern game a year ago, he used the word embarrassed, because Northwestern led by 3 touchdowns at the half, and the fans at Camp Randall booed the Badgers off the field. I cannot remember that happening very often. So for people who were part of that a year ago, that will absolutely stick with them, and they understand what it's going
to
take.
To that point, this was the react game of a year ago with Hunter Waller and others.
Yes.
This was the line in the sand game, as it were, and do you think that impacts today?
I think it does, only in the sense that Luke will make sure that they have not forgotten it, because sometimes I think you could say, oh, are they taking an opponent lightly because a week later they're going to play this undefeated game at night at Camp Randall. There's no looking ahead with this group. They understand the magnitude of a game like this and what it can mean for this season. And I would also say Northwestern has played some solid football. They're 3-3. They're coming off a dominant win against Maryland, and David Braun has done some really good things with this program since he took over for Pat Fitzgerald, so they know that it's going to be a difficult challenge.
Very good. That's Jesse Temple of The Athletic. Game time is 11 o'clock. Matt LePay and Mark Tauscher will take over next. The Badgers and the Wildcats. And you're listening to the Badger Radio Network.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. 4 generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
In the heartland, where ambition thrives, there are those who are made and those who are made for more. Just like the Badgers on game day, Kloss, a leading producer of ag equipment, unleashes the power of ambition in the field. Discover why our cutting-edge machinery and unwavering support aren't just a promise, they're a commitment to your success. Because at Kloss, we know you are made for more. Visit your Kloss dealer or CLAAS.com.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Why? Why take a chance? Why risk a mistake? Why say something? We all have reasons why we choose to ignore the things that give us pause, that seem out of place, that don't feel right. The word why can either paralyze us or empower us to stand up and protect what we love. So if you see something, why do you say something?
I see safe for my family.
I see safe for my friends.
I see safe for my students.
We see safe for each other.
I see safe because all of this matters.
We all have something worth protecting. A why that unifies this community we're all a part of. So protect your everyday. Report.